Hello.
Hey, Coach. Coach, is part of preparing for this game convincing your players that the Patriots can be beat?
Well, I suspect that's probably true, you know, but it's probably true of everybody that's played them, because to date, nobody's beaten them this year. They're clearly, you know, record-wise, they're the best in the league, and they've certainly shown it on the field and how they've played all their games. So, we know each other very well, but both the teams, you know, clearly we've played in the same division. We've played them once already this year, and they beat us badly in New England. So we just got to prepare the best we can and play the best we can and let it go.
Does that familiarity maybe take sort of some of the edge off, help your players to believe that it can be done?
Well, I think it is a little bit better when you really do know a team. You know, you know their personnel. You see them twice a year. And then, of course, New England's been – the Patriots have been the focal point of this division for a long time. You know, they just have ruled it. And my hat's off to them. They've done a terrific job in the organization getting the talent there, and then they do an outstanding job of coaching it and preparing them week to week. So, and then those guys play. But I think it is better if you play them twice a year. We know them, but it doesn't make the task any easier. And the fact that, you know, that they really have just played that one game against Indianapolis that was close. The rest of the time, they've just been outclassing everybody all year.
Is being the first team potentially to beat them this year? I mean, I know you want to win every game, but is that added motivation that the Bills could be the one that ends their run at perfection? Do you use that?
Well, no, we haven't actually to this point, because the game itself is just, it's big enough anyway. You know, where we are, and we're just struggling every week to fight to keep our head above water. And then we have this huge challenge in front of us with the Patriots. You know, that's plenty for us in and of itself. We're just trying to get ready to play the best game we can play. I don't know that we need any more motivation than that, or that we could use any more. You know, as I said, we're just fighting every week to try to stay alive.
What's been the key for you guys? Last time you were up here, you were struggling. Now you're above 500. What's been the key to the turnaround?
Well, number one, it's our players. They've played really hard, and they've made plays, you know, when we had to have them made. And then I'd say our staff. Our staff has done, an excellent job of getting them ready to play every week, and, you know, keeping them up and keeping them working. But you got to give the players credit. They're the ones that go out there and make the play. And then we've gotten a little bit of luck. And I really believe in this league, you got to have a little bit of luck. You know, the ball's got to bounce your way. You got to, you know, get some breaks in that regard. And you got to stay healthy. And we haven't done a very good job there. But our guys have really hung in there. And done everything they can in preparation and then really on game day to try to do whatever we can to win a game.
Dick, how did the first play of that game when you were up here in New England, how did that sort of change the course of your season? Because it seems like each week, or at least the last couple weeks, that you've had to deal with the question on who will be behind center.
Yeah, Well, it definitely started it in that direction. There's no doubt about that. And then to answer the question, you know, it's hard to say how it changed it, because nobody knows where it would have gone if that hadn't occurred. But it definitely has changed the outlook of has changed the whole face of our season. We're back in a situation where JP is the guy, you know. He has played well in his last three outings. Even a week ago against Miami, you know, he didn't make all the plays he wanted to make or that we wanted him to make. He made them in the end, you know, at the end of the game. He did enough good things for us to get us down here and give us a chance to win. So kind of back in the situation we entered that game in, you know, know, all those weeks ago. It has been an interesting ride to this point, and I'm sure it'll stay really interesting as we move along.
Yesterday, you had released a statement saying that JP would be, you know, the quarterback this week. Is it a week-to-week thing, or is that something where you are comfortable sort of locking in right now and saying he'll be our guy, you know, for the foreseeable future?
I know. I certainly don't mind it the way it is right now. And what I've said here, and I've said it kind of through the whole time that the media has ever been interested in talking to me, that it's no different than any other position on our football team, that it's always open to competition. If there is a better player that can come in and take somebody's job, then that's the way we'll go. We'll try to always play the guys that we think give us, you know, the best opportunity. Now, that doesn't, you know, on a lot of teams, that's unrealistic because they don't have guys that might be better, and their guys in the first spot are awfully good. But even there, if somebody should arise that played that spot and played it better, I'm sure they'd make a switch too. So it's not really significantly different, I don't think, than about any place else. It's just that it's such a focus, or has been such a focus here right now at that position, you know, between those guys.
Coach, a lot of fans nationally may not know Wes Welker, but what do you see when you look at him on tape?
Oh, what a just a terrific football player, you know, in every area. He plays hard. He plays fast. He's a very smart player. He's tough, you know. And he plays a clean game. I think the guy's an outstanding player.
Coach, I just want to shift gears for a half second. A former coach of yours is being inducted into a Hall of Fame on Saturday, Bobby Felice. Do you remember playing for him at Swampscott?
Well, yeah, actually, that's Frank, I believe.
Yeah,
right?
I'm sorry.
Bob's his brother. Yeah, I do. I remember him very well. I mean, we still stay in touch quite often. I see him quite often. I'm really excited for him. Some of my teammates will be there. I know that on that night because I've spoken with him. And he's a tremendous coach. And as you well know, I'm sure he's in the Massachusetts Schoolboy Hall of Fame as a baseball coach.
That's right. Yep.
Yeah, he's a tremendous man. He's a very honest guy, tough guy, and he's devoted to kids, to the development of kids, to helping kids become better, to help them grow into better men. So, yeah, I'll never forget Frank DeFelice.
What was he? He was your line coach, is that correct?
He was our offensive line coach. He was an assistant on the basketball team, assistant coach, and he was the head the varsity baseball coach.
Was he impactful in your life?
I would say yes. I mean, I got the opportunity to play for him. He was the head coach in baseball. And he was certainly an integral part of those other two sports that I played, football and basketball. And then we played summer baseball together on a summer league team. And he played first base, and his brother Bob was our catcher. And I played some shortstop for him, and it was, I mean, those were great times.
Coach, you said before that Welker plays a clean game. What does that mean?
I just he's very aggressive, you know, in every aspect of his game, and in blocking, in catching, and running with the ball, in his return game. But you don't see him very often. Jawing at people or taking cheap shots at people, but he plays with a lot of energy and a lot of aggression, you know, and kind of plays the game the way you believe it should be played. Got a lot of respect for him.
What have you done to get Lee Evans on track? Last time you were up here, he was having a tough start to the season. Seems like he's come on a little bit lately.
Yeah, I don't know that we've done anything differently. As you know, in our game, every game kind of unfolds and takes on its own life, so to speak. And you try to force it, you know, you try to force it where you want it. sometimes you succeed and sometimes you don't. But early in the year, we just weren't performing very well. There's no way I can say we've been lighting it up lately, but we've been a little more consistent, with our game, and I think that's a factor. And we've made some plays away from him at times, and that's a factor too. Because you got to show people that you can't hurt them away from him, or they don't have any reason not to double him, not to take him away from you all the time, force you away. You know, so I just think we've been playing a little bit better overall.
Coach, with the way the game is structured, a lot of us thought that the really super teams were, we just might not see those again. Given the current system, is it surprising to you to see what the Patriots have done to this point?
You know, I guess that I would have to say no, and only because I'm pretty familiar with them. I shouldn't say I am. I should say the whole league. Because this is not a new thing there. I mean, they've been winning for a while and winning consistently. When you talk about three Super Bowls, that says a whole lot for an organization and a team in terms of how they've done it, what they've done, and the caliber of their talent, and how they've coached it. And the nucleus of that group stays. It's pretty much there. Changes a little. They do a real nice job around it. I would say no, at this point. What they've done is phenomenal, but it just kind of carried on for a number of years here.
Coach, you mentioned the players have been integral in your turnaround. Were they also the ones that kept it together? I mean, it seemed like you were losing a player or two every week for the first month of the season. How did, they tough that out?
I think that's absolutely true. They did. They're a real good group, hardworking, not afraid to work. Not afraid to be pushed, not afraid to be coached. They appear. I don't socialize with them, but they appear to like each other or to enjoy each other's company, at least in the building, at the facility. I'm assuming probably off the building to some degree. So it's. Really a pretty close team, and then been through a whole lot of things at the beginning of this year that really have had an impact on everyone in their own way that's here, and probably the whole group as one too. And that's I would say that's been positive only because Kevin Everett, who was at the center of a lot of stuff here early and still is doing well and keeps making progress. That has really helped us all, the fact that he's doing pretty well, that helps us all here.
How has Marshawn responded health-wise this week after getting hobbled there a little bit in Sunday's game?
He's real sore. We just have to see kind of as we move along here. We're not particularly optimistic about it, though.
How do you feel your depth at running back is if he can't go?
I'm sorry?
How do you feel your depth at running back is if he isn't able to go on Sunday?
Well, you're always going to miss a talent like Marshawn. And every week he appears to me to be getting better. He's such an easy guy to have around. He's a hard worker, and he's a tough guy, and he's got a lot of talent. Let's face it, we didn't draft him that high because we didn't think he had it, but he's very talented. Then we have Anthony Thomas, who's been in the league and is a solid performer, really good football player. Dwayne Wright, we just drafted this year, and then Freddie Jackson that we got from NFL Europe a year ago. This is his second year with us, so we're working at it, and we're looking forward to their opportunity to play, and I know they are, and we'll see how it goes.
Do you think that you have to, in order to match up with the Patriots, do you go into a game thinking you got to put 28 points on the board, and is that a concern given that you haven't exactly been prolific on offense?
Well, I guess I should thank you for the way you worded the question. That's kind. Yeah, I mean, there's no... the only way to answer that question is to say yeah, because they, I think the least they've scored is, what, the 24 against, they score against Indianapolis to beat them. So there you go. You're going to have to score, you know, you're going to have to score a lot of points. They score a lot of points, and they make it look easy doing it, you know. So you got to anticipate that you got to keep the ball as much as you can, obviously, and score. Now, that being said, everybody that's played them has had the same idea, you know, and nobody has seemed to come up with a way to keep them off the board or to get on the board a whole lot. So it's a tough chore.
Not discounting your team's chances, but do you see the Patriots as a threat to go undefeated this season? I mean,
well, yeah, I mean, they're the only one that has a, they're the only one in our league at this point that is a threat to go undefeated. That's it. So, yeah, that threat is still there, and they've got a lot of, you know, they've got a ways to go, and we got to get ready and try to play them this week and do whatever we can do, you know. But yeah, I mean, I'd be, you couldn't say they weren't a threat because they're undefeated at this point.
Dick, your red zone defense has been pretty good. What's been the key to that?
I'm sorry?
Your red zone defense has been very good. What's been the key?
Yeah, I think, number one, I do believe that Perry Fuel and our defensive staff does a really nice job. And then the players, as we said earlier, they've played awfully hard and they've performed well. We've gotten a few breaks, and you need to get those. But they've done a nice job executing down there, you know, trying to figure out what other people are doing to them, how they're attacking us, and then trying to counter that. So it's been good in that regard, and obviously we know this week is a unique test just because they, you know, the Patriots are playing at such a high level.
Bill Belichick said recently that you would be his pick for Coach of the Year just because of the, you know, the job your team has done, and that a couple of bounces here and there, you might be 7-2. What does that mean to you to hear him say something like that?
No, that's nice of him. I don't. You know, I'm, when people say things like we could be 7-2, and I've heard it, I also say to them, well, we could be 0-9. You know, we played things very close. Except in, you know, against the Patriots the first time, that wasn't particularly close. And Pittsburgh, you know, that was not a, it was, got out of hand in the third quarter. But other than that, all of our games have been close. So, you know, if you, I've always felt if you can argue the one side where we say we could be 7-2, yeah, well, you got to look at the other side of that too. I think we are where our guys deserve to be. They've played awfully hard, you know, awfully hard to just get us back to some form of respectability.
That's good. Thank you very much, Dick. That was great.
Thanks, Dick.
Thank you.
Yeah, I look forward to seeing you all on Sunday.
Hopefully there's no snow.
Have a good one.
Thank you.